And now, back to Brainstorming with Billy.
The Living Brain.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is projecting an image. Each of my guests is discussing how to project an image into the world. My first guest is a branding and marketing expert. He turned his attention to presidential branding and explained how President Barack Obama sold himself to the American people from his latest book titled Brand It Like Barack. My next guest is in the most interesting profession. He writes music, including jingles for business. We're going to go behind the scenes in the jingle writing world and learn more about making it in the commercial world, if you will. As always, if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Jimmy Mack is the owner of JMP Recording Studios here in Ventura, California. He's a musician by training. Jimmy has been providing music tracks and album production for over 20 years. Jimmy has produced, recorded, and mixed hundreds of CD albums, as well as arranging thousands of demos. Jimmy has provided music for television and radio commercials, and that's part of what we're going to be talking about today. Personally, I'm fascinated with the cleverness and the quick wit that somebody has to have in order to write songs or commercials or jingles. It's the combination of that musical talent, that songwriting capabilities, the emotional tugging at the heartstrings like we talked about with our first guest, and of course, the bottom line business results that intrigue me, and that's why I invited Jimmy to be on the show today. Jimmy, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Thank you so much for being my guest. This is truly a fascinating subject for me. I love it. So let's just dive right into it, because at the heart of it, the music business is a business, all right? And it combines business acumen and it combines artistic talent, which is, to me, kind of a fascinating mixture there. It's kind of a strange personal cocktail that you've got mixed. So what type of person, you're the type of person who combines all of these talents, and that intrigues me. So tell me a little bit about yourself. How and when did you first get interested in music? What drew you to music?
Well, it's a culmination of many things that brought me to where I'm at right now. But as a kid, I was always fascinated with the guitar. I mean, like 5, 6 years old. I started taking lessons on guitar at 7 and decided I wanted to be a rock star growing up. I made up my mind. And a real funny little story, as a young kid, I always thought when I heard radio, I thought those people were in the station playing the music. When I heard music, I thought they were there. And I, as a little kid, I used to think, man, I want to be one of those guys at that place where they play the music. Yeah,
and now look at here, so many years later, you're in the studio.
There I am.
There you are. That's pretty incredible.
But anyway, I grew up playing guitar, wanting to be a rock star. The dreams of that reality was shattered, you know, when I was about 17, 18, realized that was going to be a really rough road to go down. So I went to college. I went to Cal State Fullerton and got a bachelor's degree in business finance, believe it or not. And started a career in banking just to try to make a living. But music was always my love. And the thing that really turned my life around musically was electronics. When the first time I saw a sequencer, and that's really a major part of what I do is sequencing. Mm-hmm. And a sequencer, I found that I could lay one instrument and then go back, play that back, lay another instrument on top of that. So it was a matter of learning how to layer the instruments to sound like it was a real band and sound like it was, you know, 5 or 6 guys really playing together. And once that came together, the thing that got me started was somebody came to me, they were singing somewhere, they needed, you know, the karaoke tracks that everybody sings with. They needed one that they couldn't find. They said, is there any way you could reproduce something close to that? And I thought, yeah, I could do that. I have a good ear. I can hear all the instruments. And so I did a song for somebody and they were amazed. They sang and they loved it. It was great. And they said, wow, you should do this for a living. You should, you know, make music tracks for people. And I thought, yeah, I could do that.
And that was the beginning of a career.
That was the very beginning.
I need to hit the pause button here in just a minute to rewind to something that you said. Okay. You started your professional career as a banker.
Yes.
Now, to me, again, you talk about these incongruities that you see. That seems so out of left field, given that your musical background and that was your desire. So you went into banking. I guess that's where you got your business expertise. Yeah. And brought that to. Okay.
And I would say, just to tie that into everything, I've known a lot of really, really talented musicians. Yeah. That can't make a living. And that's a big part of it. They don't know how to apply the musical talent in a way that's going to make money for them.
And that to me is, what is the unique combination of business acumen and artistic talent as well. Jimmy, you got into this thing, your hopes were dashed to being a rock star, which is unfortunate, and I'm sorry for that. But you still play music, and you lay down tracks for your own purposes today. Tell me, give us a sense of what it feels like to you personally to lay down these music tracks. What does music mean to you emotionally and otherwise?
Well, one of the things I think, one of the other areas that I'd love to get into, it's a very difficult business to get into, is scoring for films. I'd love to try to do that thing. But I when I watch movies, I'm continuously aware of how the music affects your mood, sometimes even just a solo violin over a very touching emotional scene. And so I would say, because I'm kind of an emotional person, I feel what the music is saying. So I think a big part of being successful at this is really trying to interpret a message with an emotion in music.
And that is an art form in itself, and I want to get into that right now, as a matter of fact, this whole interpretation thing. But I like that statement, and I made a note of it here. I feel what the music is saying, and we're going to come back to that. I want to talk specifically, though, about jingles and commercials, because those are close to my heart. I'm in radio, very important to us. So, you know, there's a very tangible and measurable product that you get when you have a commercial or a jingle. You know, you put a commercial out there, people come in, and they are able to buy or not buy based on the commercial. So it's very tangible in that regards. It seems to me that that's pretty straightforward. But break it down for us. What is the anatomy of a jingle? I mean, what goes into making a jingle successful based on your experience?
Well, one of the things, it's got to be catchy. You know, it's got to be something that people will remember. I think that's the biggest thing. You could have a jingle or a commercial that somebody watches and they enjoy, and a minute later they forgot what it was. And, you know, I even think, I was talking to somebody else the other day, the commercial about the little Darth Vader kid that came on during the Super Bowl.
Right.
A lot of money was behind that. But if you grab five people, put them together and say, what car was advertised? A lot of them are not going to know. I don't remember what the car was that was advertised. I remember the kid, you know, but that commercial isn't going to draw me to that car. I enjoyed that commercial. So if you can really make that perfect tie-in, one of the ones that I really enjoy is Coca-Cola commercials.
Really?
Surprisingly, because they make you feel good. If you watch a Coca-Cola commercial, at the end of it, you just feel like, you know, Coca-Cola Company is a saint, and they're there to make you feel good.
And it
ties in a little bit to the product, and it doesn't necessarily, they're not really telling you, you know, you've got to run right now and go buy a Coke. But overall, those commercials cumulatively make you feel good about Coke. And you look at it, and you just feel good when you pick it up. And
so the next time you're thirsty, you reach for that Coca-Cola.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
That makes perfect sense. Now, in the process of putting together a jingle mm-hmm. like that, you've got to consult with the customer.
Right.
So talk to me about that customer consultation phase, because that's got to be very important, I think, in developing a jingle. So when you're working with a customer, how do you work with them? Give us some ideas.
Okay. Well, the most important thing is to really try to, and this applies to everything that I do musically, even when I do albums and demos and such. I really try hard to listen to what they're saying, and try to, I have to like encode and decode when I do that, because if somebody wants me to do an arrangement for a song, they say, well, you know, it's got this kind of feely da 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 da, and I really, you know, it's kind of like an Elton John song or da da da. I have to listen to all of those things and try to encode that into the music. And so I try to apply that, all of the different things that they're saying, into musicals. I'm taking words and turning that into music.
Turning it into music and turning it into emotions.
Yeah, it's very important for me, if I'm looking at a business, to say, what is the most important thing that I want to promote about this business? I want to try to really make sure that there's something catchy, hooky about the music. I want to make sure that their name is real critical and real key in this jingle. And then I want to try to say at least one thing, if not maybe two or three at the most, things really important about. Is it something about their service? Is this a company that goes out of their way to make sure that you're happy with their product? Is it a company that is innovative and more creative than anybody else? So I want to try to convey that musically, and in a short amount of time. The jingles have to be incredibly short. So it's like a song or a movie condensed into a little tiny, you know, 10, 15, 30 second commercial.
And that's what fascinates me. We're talking to Jimmy Mack, everybody, owner of JMP Studios here in Ventura. And Jimmy, that begs the question. You listen, you encode, decode what the customer is requiring of you. Have you ever gone against the customer, says the customer wants this, and you knew in your heart that it would be a better idea to do it musically this way and give them something that turned out to be a huge success and the customer didn't even know it?
No, fortunately, I haven't really had that happen with me, but that is a very good question, because a lot of times they may have an idea of how they would perceive a good commercial. And we've all heard them. Sometimes, you know, somebody will come in and have their daughter come in and speak on the commercial. And a lot of that is really kind of cute. But if it doesn't really, again, if it doesn't promote the product and it doesn't really give people the proper image, then it's not really that successful. And, you know, we're spending money when we make these commercials. So the key is to really put your best foot forward and really, in a short period of time, affect as many people as you can in the way that you want them affected.
So. All right. That makes a lot of sense. We've got a caller on the line. Donnie, are you there?
Well, good morning, Bill.
Well, hi, Donnie. Thank you so much for calling in and listening to our show. You got a question for Jimmy Mack?
Actually, I had more of a comment, Bill. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, Donnie.
I just wanted to, I tune the radio in. I listen to you every day, and I heard you had Jimmy on, and I recognize the voice, and I wanted to call in and just say over the air that I have had the privilege of working with Jimmy on a couple of occasions in our pretty distant past and then again in a recent past. And each time has been more pleasant than the first or the one that preceded it. But interestingly enough, I am working on launching a radio program of my own, and Jimmy was kind enough to use his talents to build a jingle for us. And what I haven't shared with Jimmy is the day before yesterday, I allowed some top executives on the Speed Channel to sample the work that he did, and they were impressed. And so I just want to say thank you very much for, you know, what you have done, Jimmy. He is the consummate professional. He recorded an album for us. I play a little guitar myself, not like Jimmy, but I mean, I do the best I can to make a few notes work. And Jimmy worked with us tirelessly back, I think, in 2005 to put a record together for us that was very well received in the Christian community. And this jingle that he's done for us on our radio program has been nothing short of absolutely wonderful. I couldn't be happier with it. My wife and I are very pleased, and it seems as though everyone who hears it is kind of caught by it. And we're asking Jimmy if he wouldn't maybe consider making the jingle a complete song.
Well, there you go. Donnie, thank you. What a wonderful call. Very kind comments that you have there. Thanks so much for listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain.
Yeah, thank you, Donnie.
You guys have a great morning.
You too. You too. Well, it's funny that he should mention that because I wanted to do a breakdown of a jingle. And let's go ahead. Let's fire up the jingle that Donnie was just referring to so that we can break it down. And what I'd like you to do, Jimmy Mack, is this. Tell us, after we play it, tell us what the concept was, what your consultation was, and then how you brought things together. Why did you choose the music that you did? How did you put it together the way that you did? So let's listen to that jingle. That was the jingle for Horsepower for an Hour show. Now, walk us through that, Jimmy Mack, because there's a lot of complexity there, a lot of different layers, as you say, starting with the consultation. How did the consultation go? What were your marching orders? And then how did we arrive at the finished product?
Well, the most important thing right out of the gate was to make sure that I had a clear understanding of what the show was and what was going to be taking place. And that was clearly, you know, has to do with racing, it has to do with cars and the automotive industry. So that was the very start. One of the things I do want to mention real quick is you notice the logo comes at the very end, mm-hmm. and there was a, you know, considerable amount of focus on that. So as people hear that, they're going to walk away, oh, it's about 4 hours show. You know, they're going to hear that in their head. They're going to be singing that.
It's part of that memorability that
right.
you wanted to have.
Right.
With
so if somebody's heard that maybe three times, they could actually just sing that little hook, that little jingle at the end. They could forget the rest of it, but they're going to remember the name of the show.
Which is what you want. Now, you could have done this with an orchestra. You could have done this with a banjo. It sounded like Bachman Turner Overdrive, you know, hard driving rock and roll. How did you choose that, and from where does that come in your mind to come up with that choice of music for that show?
Yeah, and to expound on that, too, I've mentioned before, I've done probably over 10 different languages, recording in the studio, different projects. I've done Vietnamese. I've done Arabic. I've done all kinds of different things, Persian. So all I do is I research the music and then try to make it match. So I can pretty much match just about anything. So It really could have been an orchestra. It could have been a Latin, you know, tango kind of a feel. It could have been anything. And I do that all with the computer. It's amazing that the capabilities that you have now with electronics. But in this particular case, what I found out about Donnie, I know he's a rock and roller, and he's not a 20-year-old kid, although I won't tell you how old he is, but he's not much older than that. But I knew that he would like more of the older, yeah, Bachman Turner, that's a good reference. The older rock style. I thought, you know, a lot of the listeners are probably going to like that type of thing. I was thinking energy. I wanted to have energy. Clearly, it couldn't be anything, you know, mellow or whatever. So we, you know, and then the lyrics, when I started the lyrics of leading up to the logo, I was looking for racing terms. I was looking for things that would tie it all in. So really, there's it's a 30-second commercial, and it leads you up to the logo. I'm basically saying, you know, I'm in a race. I'm wanting to win, but I realize there's something that's missing, and what I'm missing is I got to tune into this radio show, and I got to learn how to just get a little more speed out of my car and just, you know, really know it. So if I'm going to be on top of my game, I have got to listen to Horsepower for an Hour show. So that's what went through my mind as I was building it.
All right. We're talking to Jimmy Mack, everybody, owner of JMP Studios right here in Ventura. We're breaking down some of the jingles that he's got. Very interesting, Jimmy. On that, were you playing any instruments at all? Was that you on guitar? Was that you
every
on vocals?
Instrument.
Every instrument.
Yeah, and vocals.
And vocals. So that was all you.
Yeah, that was all me. And I don't always do it that way. If somebody needs a female vocalist or a male has a different type of sound to their voice or whatever, I will bring in other vocalists. If somebody wanted a live, you know, harmonica or flute or something else, you know, I would bring in those instruments. So I can bring in whatever I can't do by myself. But because of the fact that I can do a lot of things by myself, it gives me, you know, stealth. It gives me budget. I can do things quickly and affordably because I can do it all by myself. And I have a massive hard drive full of any instrument that you can name. The key is I've got to be able to play it on a keyboard, a piano keyboard, to make it sound like what the real instrument is.
Fascinating. We were talking to Jimmy Mack, everybody, owner of JMP Studios, right here in Ventura County. It's a fascinating business. People are probably intrigued by this. Jimmy, if they want to learn more about you, they want to learn more about your business, where would you direct them to go on the internet?
It's www.jimmymackproductions.com.
Now, spell that.
J-I-M-M-Y. That's true. Yeah, a lot of people want to put a K in there. There is no K in there. It's M-A-C. So J-I-M-M-Y-M-A-C productions.com. And on there, they can get some of my pricing. They can get a lot of information about the studio. They can get some pictures. They can even get some retro pictures of me with my mullet, you know, quite a few years ago.
Now, there's a disturbing thought. We've been talking to Jimmy Mack, everybody, about music, about creating jingles. Jimmy, thank you so much for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Great. My pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, my